In the studios with me today is Dr. Steve Russell, who is the superintendent of the Amador County Office of Education. And Steve, you've met with school superintendent Slavinsky, with Dr. Rita Kerr, Amador County Health Department, and have made a decision to close the schools.
We have. As we looked at the data coming in regarding the coronavirus, we, as of yesterday, we haven't had any known cases in Amador County. We've had one case where someone was positive, but they were out of country and they haven't returned to Amador County. Mm-hmm. So in anticipation of future cases, we want to make sure that we follow the governor's directive of being prepared to deliver curriculum to students and to deliver food to students who are on free and reduced lunch programs.
So, Dr. Russell, this will go through the 27th. Now, the schools are on spring break right now.
Correct.
And they would have come back on the 23rd, but this will now be extended through the coming week into the 27th. And if I hear you right, you'll say you'll be assessing the situation during that next week, and then we'll make an announcement if this will continue on after the 27th. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's correct. We know now that if we would, if the governor would call off schools, for example, for the entire state, Amador County isn't ready for that. We haven't got our curriculum isn't prepared.
Sure.
We don't have, we have a lot of students who do not have internet connectivity. So, you know, the traditional method of putting courses online isn't available to everyone. So we need to have our faculty back in place, looking at their lessons, their curriculum, the state standards that we're covering, and making sure that we can develop lessons that students can complete at home.
So to get this, so to clarify this, the week of the 23rd, the teachers will be in class.
Correct.
Working on their curriculum moving forward and how we can get this to the children.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're going to be having a planning meeting this Thursday with cabinet members and an additional meeting with labor to discuss the best way to go forward and what type of activities we'll do next week so that we can be prepared. So by the end of the week after spring break, it's our goal to have everything prepared for curriculum and for food in case the governor should close schools or if the number of folks in Amador County should become positive with the virus. So we just want to be ready.
Are you going to test teachers?
If teachers present symptoms that would suggest they need testing, we are.
Has anybody thought of doing the automatic temperature scan that they do? Are you going to be doing that as people come in the buildings at all?
We haven't talked about that yet, but that would be a part of our planning session for Thursday.
Let's talk very quickly here about money. Did I read right where the governor said if you because schools have to have so many days a year and you make money with having kids in the seats, and if you don't have the kids in the seats, you don't get the money. But from what I understand, the governor has backed off on that and districts will be getting money.
He has. We're one of the districts that our finances are related to average daily attendance. And the governor has said that he's going to waive our average daily attendance or ADA costs. Mm-hmm. So we'll receive the same amount of money. In that regard, the teachers who and staff and personnel who work will continue to work. Those who are able, we're going to have exclusions for those who are 65 and older, for folks who have, certain physical health conditions that
sure.
would put them at greater risk. But everyone else will be working and supporting our students just at a distance.
We're talking with Amador County Office of Education Superintendent Dr. Steve Russell. The schools have decided that they will take an extra week off. That'll be the week of the 23rd through the 27th. We're on spring break right now, but this will be to prepare in the event that school will be closed going forward. And from what it sounds like to me, I don't want to put you on the hot seat here, we may extend this past the 27th.
That is a possibility, but that would only occur if we we start getting cases of people who have confirmed virus.
Gotcha. Dr. Russell, athletics, band, drama. Is that put on hold now, too?
It is put on hold. The only caveat to that is teams who want to practice, spring sports who want to practice that are outdoor sports. The league has come out with their own edict saying what teams can and can't do. But locally, working with Dr. Kurt and the health department, we've determined that students can practice. But again, they would have to follow their league's rules on that.
I know Dr. Kerr has emphasized to us numerous times that we need everyone to take that social distancing very seriously. Very seriously.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Russell? This is big news. A lot of folks, I know a lot of parents have been asking us and calling us about this, if there would be closures past spring break.
Yeah, so for right now, there's just the 1 week, and as soon as a decision's made to close it past that, or students are coming back either way, we'll certainly come back down to the station and make an announcement.
Sure. And basically, this closure this coming week is to, if I can paraphrase this, to get teachers ready to present curriculum to students in the event that we were closed any longer, and also for the district to kind of get some type of plan in place for the meals program for the children.
Because exactly.
That's a big part. No, the food bank is working on that. They're helping put boxes together for at-risk kids and so forth. But anyway, Dr. Russell, thank you very much for this, and thank you for keeping us in the loop. And, of course, you know, the best case scenario would be this would only last through the 27th and we'll be able to resume normal. Now, will this have any effect on graduations?
This 1 week won't, but, you know, as we move forward, we have to consider graduation and meeting all the requirements for graduation as well.
I mean, what would happen, say that we're, you know, this goes for another 8 weeks and goes into May. Would the seniors be able to graduate? Would they need to go to school, you know, summer school to prepare for this? What's going to happen in that event? Has anybody thought
Our goal is, let's say that we're closed for the next, we have 9 weeks of school left. So Let's say we're closed for all 9 weeks. We would still graduate our seniors, assuming they completed the work that they are assigned.
And there's no plans now to cancel graduation ceremonies.
Correct. Our plan right now is just to take a week off to help us be prepared In case something happens in the future.
All right. Dr. Russell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.